Okay, we're wrapping things up in the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio as we are inside the Quicken Loan Studios on this Friday night. We're going to continue and get you set for the college football national championship as it is finally upon us, Oregon and Ohio State. It's time now to welcome in a gentleman who knows exactly what it takes to win it all. He did it 3 times at the University of Nebraska, 3-time national champ and Husker great, Jason Peter, who is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Jason. It's so nice to have you with us.
How are you doing, eh?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's been a little bit cold here in Houston, but I know you're going to warm me up tonight because the stage is set, and we're getting ready to focus our attention on, obviously, one of the biggest storylines, and that is Oregon and Oregon State. I know a lot of folks have Oregon as the favorite, but I'm picking the Buckeyes to win it all. What say you?
Yeah, and you might not be wrong there. You know, my obviously, from a personal level, you know, I look at it, and Scott Frost, who is my old quarterback, at least for one of those championships in 1997, he's the offensive coordinator out there at Oregon. So just from that standpoint, I'm pulling for Oregon, but it seems like Ohio State is just a team of destiny here. I mean, it's really remarkable. And I know we've said this week after week, but what Urban Meyer has done, you know, given the situation out there in Columbus, you know, with quarterbacks, and it just seems like there is absolutely zero drop-off. In fact, you could make the argument that they've gotten better, you know, since Cardell Jones has taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like you sit here and you say to yourself, okay, is this going to be the game that maybe is too big for, you know, the quarterback starting as his third game of the year? You know, because I think that's the way you think for most guys, is that at some point the stage is going to be maybe just a little bit too big, right? But what's bigger than, you know, in his case, the Big Ten Championship as the first game of, you know, his season? And what do you do, you know, after you absolutely annihilate Wisconsin? Well, you pretty much take Alabama out to the woodshed. I mean, that was a physical game, but I think you started to see, you know, in the third and fourth quarter, Alabama players were dropping like flies. And that only happens when you are head and shoulders more physical than the other team that you're playing. And that's a big, big statement, because Alabama kind of sets the bar. I think when people, you know, they're talking college football and you're talking, you know, the physicality of it, and yeah, you know, everybody loves Nick Saban because it's kind of like an old school sort of thing. He's going to punch you in the mouth, and mm-hmm. and yeah, they got, you know, a lot of speed down there, but they're a physical football team.
So
Ohio State was more physical than Alabama, and that says a lot. You know, what's going to happen, you know, for Cardell Jones, you know, is this national championship game finally going to be the game that, you know, is a little too big, you know, the show's too big? I don't think so. I think if he's been able to get through those first two games of his career, why would this one be any different?
Going to hit on Cardell Jones here in just a moment, but I want to go back to that Alabama game as you were just talking about. I mean, do you think in your mind that Urban Meyer, he did outcoach Nick Saban because of what we witnessed against Alabama? I mean, Ohio State was clearly not only an equal, but ultimately they passed the test and they proved to be the better team.
Yeah, you know, there's certainly, I guess, an argument to be made there for Urban Meyer and outcoaching him. You know, this is the thing. I mean, the Big Ten, and I know, you know, throughout the bowl season, and then obviously with Ohio State winning, you know, Big Ten, I said something on Twitter. I said, you know, for all you Big Ten fans, I said, you're just as bad as the SEC fans, you know, with the whole SEC, uh-huh. you know, the whole, we're in our own little world. Uh-huh. And now that, you know, the Big Ten had a pretty good bowl season, and then Ohio State obviously, you know, carrying the torch, everybody now is all, you know, the Big Ten, the Big Ten, the Big Ten. So, you know, I kind of had hinted to that, and obviously a lot of Big Ten followers on my Twitter handle, and they didn't really think the same. But for a guy, you know, I never played in the Big Ten. I was always a Big 8 or a Big 12 guy, so I don't have any real true connection to the conference. So for me, looking, you know, on the outside in, it's very, very similar. But, you know, Ohio State, I don't think anybody thought they would do what they did, but Urban Meyer has built that team like an SEC team. And the only reason that he's able to do that is because you have a coach that's won a couple national championships,
right,
for an SEC team, and he's got that following. He's got that respect from not just the kids that are playing in high school, but from the kids' parents and, you know, kids' friends and uncles and everybody else who may be involved in the football world. So when it comes time, you know, for those kids to make that decision, whether they're going to go to Florida or LSU or Alabama or Ohio State, you know, the uncle or the father sitting there and saying, you know what, anything that you want to do at one of these SEC schools, you can do out at Ohio State because Urban Meyer is running that show out there. And, you know, you can tell by the players that they have and the skill players and the linemen, you know, they have guys that if you took, you know, an all-star roster of SEC players, you know, there would be quite a few guys that Ohio State could have on that roster, you know, and starting. So, you know, it's not like they were deficient, you know, in terms of talent, whereas, you know, the coaching was the ultimate equalizer or for Ohio State, you know, the thing that put them over the top. I just think that they executed the game plan better than Alabama executed theirs.
Hey, you're listening to the voice of Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. And, you know, let's just step back for just a moment, Jason. We look at the Big Ten Conference. It really seems like a renaissance is now taking place. You've just been highlighting all the accomplishments of Urban Meyer, how he's been able to parlay all of that now at Ohio State. But with the addition of Jim Harbaugh, we intended to get it to this topic last week, but ran out of time. I mean, it certainly has inoculated that conference with a whole new perception.
It's been a great 2 weeks for the Big Ten, and you know, Jim Harbaugh out there at Michigan, I don't think they could have hired anybody better. You know, if he's there, and you know, it's a job for him that he can see himself doing for a while. You know, I think it's an absolute grand slam. You know, and let's just say even if he doesn't, let's say his ultimate goal is, you know, to win Super Bowls. And he only stays at Michigan for, you know, 3-4 years. I'm pretty sure he'll leave that program better than, you know, where it is 2 weeks ago. So, it's a win-win for them. But yeah, I mean, Nebraska is looking at this thing, and you know, after Michigan hires Harbaugh, I think people look at the Nebraska hire of Mike Riley, and you know, now they're really scratching their head, thinking, oh man, you just be thankful that you're playing in the West, because this East is kind of a beast to get through with, you know, Urban Meyer and D'Antonio at Michigan State, and you got James Franklin and Harbaugh now. So you've got a good half of the conference in that East.
Oregon, Ohio State on Monday night at the College Football National Title Game. It is set, and always giving you the best that we've got. That's because Jason Peter joins us each and every week right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He knows exactly what it takes to win a national championship. Did it 3 times under head coach Tom Osborne. Always a pleasure. Enjoy the game. It's an awesome weekend, I know, with all the football that's going on. And we certainly look forward to your perspective next week. Thank you so much, Jason, as always.
Thanks for having me.
Special thank you to all of our guests in our lineup tonight. Of course, that was Jason Peter. We also want to take time to recognize and thank Bill Rabinowitz, the sports writer with the Columbus Dispatch, Cliff Harris of the Dallas Cowboys, Jeff Garcia with Project Spurs, Matt Devlin with the Toronto Raptors, and Freddie Coleman with ESPN. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at YSR.